Yeah, I mean, also I think there are a few trend off. This is WSJB 841 for ID. But I walked around on my roof for a little bit with my handy talkie to try to find, you know, roughly the area that I was transmitting the best from, and got like about a 10-foot range or so where it seemed like that specific spot for whatever reason was better than others over the course of a couple days, just in case, you know, environmental factors were the cause for that. But yeah, I mean, it was pretty simple. The only thing that was kind of tough is, like, I needed a full, so there's some hindsight there, too, but the actual solder to get the antenna wire to solder to the copper on the wire, that was a little harder than I thought it would be. Like, my soldering iron is just some cheap Radio Shack thing from, like, 95, but it wasn't heating up the copper hot enough to get the solder to really, like, sweat on, so I had to use, like, a propane plumbing torch, which, I mean, I had sitting around, and that's fine, but it ended up burning up some of the casing and whatever kind of thing. So it was a little bit harder to get the solder to spread out on the copper there than I thought it would be. And then as far as hindsight, I cut the end off a 50-foot kind of expensive chunk of coax, that like PL400, or I could Google it, I don't remember exactly what it was, but I cut the end of that off, and it was a 50-foot section, and I kind of wish that I would have just bought like a 2-foot or 3-foot section and then just ran a coupling to it and kept my 50 feet as a solid 50 feet, just for, I don't know, a heads up.